The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 372 points yesterday and another 161 points today as investors reacted to the U.S. government's $700 billion plan to stabilize the nation's troubled financial markets. But at the Alaska Permanent Fund's annual board meeting yesterday in Juneau, trustees and investment experts were bullish on the proposed bailout and what it means for the fund. KTOO's John Ryan reports.
Permanent Fund staff arranged a panel of investment experts to talk about the subprime mortgage crisis, but last week's major meltdown on Wall Street superseded the original topic. The four-person panel was in agreement. Last week's historic government intervention in the financial markets was an unfortunate but necessary action. Rachel Golder of Goldman Sachs says the action staved off a widespread freeze in the flow of capital and a sudden global depression, but she says that doesn't mean there's not more trouble ahead.
We are far from having resolved the problems, even though I think the most important step has been taken. I still think that we have a very significant overhauling and shaking out in the financial services sectors, that there will be more failures of banks, of insurance companies, no more brokers, so we don't really have to worry about those.
Her employer, Goldman Sachs, was transformed on Sunday from one of Wall Street's largest investment banks into a bank holding company subject to much greater federal regulation. The proposed $700 billion federal bailout could mean a budget deficit of more than $1 trillion. Bloomberg News reports that would put the deficit at more than two-thirds the size of the national economy, the highest ratio since 1954. Analysts told the Associated Press such a deficit would weaken the dollar, lift oil prices, and further depress the stock market. But Alaska Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin says no one knows whether the government will lose or make money on its plan to buy up to $700 billion in financial assets.
Those assets may be priced right now at significantly below their actual economic value. So I think the jury is going to stay out, and the market will decide ultimately whether or not this turns out to be something that costs the taxpayer money, is relatively neutral to the taxpayer, or actually provides the taxpayers with ultimate gain in the end.
Critics have questioned whether the bailout plan rewards private interests at the expense of the public interest. And last week, Republican Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky said the Federal Reserve should be given less power, not more, in the wake of the meltdown on its watch.
When I picked up my newspaper yesterday, I thought I woke up in France. But no, it turned out it was socialism here in the United States of America.
It's not socialism, it's the federal government doing their job. It's their mandate to stabilize the financial system.
That's economist Elizabeth O'Connor of Capital Strategy Research in Los Angeles. She told the Permanent Fund trustees that people who don't panic are likely to do well during market turbulence.
Whenever we see panic periods like this, it presents really great opportunities to buy solid companies around the world at great valuations. So if you have a long-term commitment to good fundamental investing, I think that there's a lot of good opportunities individually among companies around the world.
Permanent Fund Board Chair Steve Frank says the fund is well diversified and the board is planning to ride out the current financial chaos.
We're in pretty good shape to weather what we think would be a temporary downturn in the market.
The $35 billion Permanent Fund lost about $800 million on Monday last week, but fund officials say it has made up most of that loss since then. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.